Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
This morning, I'd like to talk to you about Ohio and our biodiversity and why it is so important. Many of you probably realize that Ohio is incredibly rich in biodiversity, possibly more so than any other Midwestern state. But in the course of assembling a documentary, a book, a general knowledge of this, we need to look at what life was like for the first pioneers. To them, Ohio must have seemed like a land of inexhaustible bounty, but it isn't, and that fact has been indisputably driven home. The Buckeye State has lost over 90% of its original wetlands, wetlands such as bogs, fens, and wet prairies that are now great rarities. They once blanketed this large expanse of what is now Ohio. Many of you may know that Buckeye Lake in Licking County was once a massive cranberry bog. There are 427 acres in cedar bog. It's amazing how much we've lost. The Great Black Swamp of northern Ohio has been drained and cropped. And with that loss was a great diminishment of wetland flora and fauna. Once our lands were cloaked in dense old growth timber that covered 95% of the state, today, only a few small bits of ancient forest remain. These are all things that we have done to our landscape, biodiversity that is lost that will never be brought back. What wasn't prairie or forest in those days was mostly prairie, about 1,500 square miles altogether. Stands of big bluestem and Indian grass stretched to the horizon. They created grassy seas that were a daunting sight to westward traveling settlers. Then, in 1837, a man named Deere released a new invention, the chisel plow, and our oceans of prairie grasses and the wildflowers also in the prairie were quickly demolished and converted to what we think of as modern prairie today, our corn, soybeans, and wheat. 1% of that original prairie still survives, and that makes prairie our most endangered ecosystem, with a lot of other ecosystems following close behind. Of the more than 1,800 species of native plants that were documented in Ohio, 601 are listed as endangered, threatened, or potentially threatened. That's one-third of our flora. And statistics like that are similar for many of our animals. Loss of even a single organism can have an impact that ripples through an entire ecosystem. Sometimes the effects are immediate and obvious, and sometimes it's not noticed at all until someone finally realizes it's gone. But the creatures that existed in and around whatever it is that is lost all notice its loss. Ohio is a medium-sized state, the 35th largest of the 50. It covers about 44,000 square miles, and a wealth of biodiversity still fills our landscape, but we need to protect it. We need to make sure that that biodiversity is not lost. We have forests, and we have the largest contiguous forested tracts in southeastern Ohio. There are dry ridges that feature oak and hickory and stream bottoms that support other species such as tulip tree and green ash. There are glaciated regions in the state that are forested with oak hickory on well-drained sites, and they range to elm ash swamps on poorly drained land. And the prairie, which I have spoken the most about, contained a lot of acreage, of course, whatever acreage wasn't swamp or forest. And the conditions in the prairies discouraged trees and encouraged eastward expansion of those prairies from the Great Plains. And at the time of European settlement, there was an estimated 1,500 square miles of prairie present. And that is all scattered today, well to the east of what we really think of as prairie, which is considered Illinois and farther west. Most of the prairies in Ohio occurred in large regions such as the Derby Plains, the Pickaway Plains, and the Sandusky Plains, of which I've spoken a lot. after machinery was invented that could cut through that prairie sod, the habitat in those prairies vanished as settlers realized that that prairie soil was very rich and that the crops would grow well. The prairies of the bluegrass region encompass parts of Adams, Highland, and Pike counties, and those prairies predate the Wisconsin glacier and are much older than other Ohio prairies. There are small prairie openings down there that harbor a number of globally rare plants. If you'd like more information on natives or would like to purchase native plants for your own landscape, you can find more information at the Natives in Harmony website, nativesinharmony.com. This is Gail Martin for In the Green Outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.